WCRRT, the wildest wavelength on the dial.
Yeah.
Well, he sneaks around the verse from the Shire to Aretusa. He's a sticky-fingered filcher from the Morn down to Hades. He'll take you for a ride on a spaceship to Naboo. Tell me
where in the verse is
Carmen Sandiego? Steal the fleece from Cathay Flat, make Ken Jupiter cry uncle. From Valhalla to Gotham, they'll be singing the blues. Will they never have got so him? Steal the alarm from the jungle. Tell me
Where in the verse is Carmen Sandiego?
He goes from Starro to Yavin, Dawnstar to Gallifrey, Olympus to Preservation Station and back. Well, he'll ransack Rivendell and run a scam in Scandra City. Then he'll stick up all Camelhead and go pickpocket Pern. He put the miss and misdemeanor when he stole the wife from Fangorn. Tell me
where in the verse is Carmen Sandiego?
Oh, tell me where in the verse is. Tell me where can he be? Doctor to Riften, Mordor to Solitude, Naxxon to Modern, Scandia to Zoo. Well, he glides around the globe and he'll flim-flam every nation. He's a double-dealing muffin with a taste for thievery. His itinerary's loaded up with moving violations. Tell me where in the verse is
Carmen Sandiego?
Well, tell me
where in the verse is Carmen Sandiego? 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 Where in the verse is Carmen Sandiego?
Where is he?
Where in the verse is Carmen Sandiego? Where in the verse is Carmen Sandiego?
Welcome, adventurers, detectives, and multiverse travelers. That was Where in the Multiverse is Carmen Sandiego by the Neon Carrots. I'm your host, Ranger Robin, and together we're on an interdimensional quest to find the infamous globe-trotting thief who has now gone multiversal. That's right, bunnies. Carmen Sandiego is no longer just stealing landmarks and treasures. She's snatching artifacts from alternate realities. Today, you're my co-detectives, calling in from your corners of the cosmos to share clues, hunches, and theories about her latest caper. But first, let's get caught up with the latest news from Ranger Rabbit's crime reports. Here's what we know so far. Earlier this week, the legendary Space Infinity Stone was stolen from Earth 616. Eyewitnesses say they spotted Carmen escaping through a rift to Earth 2178, a steampunk reality filled with thingamabobs, clockwork robots, and sky pirates. But the trail went cold when he hopped realities again. Where could he have gone? Ah, looks like we have our first caller. Hello, you're on Where in the Multiverse is Carmen Sandiego? Who's calling and where are you from?
Hi, Raven. This is Eve from Portland, Oregon, in Earth 3321. I monitor the library, you know, the one with all the dangerous artifacts, and I think Carmen just stole H.G. Wells' time machine. Well, I know it's gone, and I've intercepted some temporal chatter about an unaccounted paradox spike.
Intriguing. The library is notorious for its powerful artifacts. I shudder to think of what kind of chaos will Sandiego get up to with a time machine. Thanks, Eve. We'll put Earth 3321 on the list. Let's take another call. Hello, you're live with Ranger Robin.
Greetings, Robin. This is Ranger Boothby from the Starfleet Academy on Earth ST1966. I specialize in dimensional mechanics, and my instruments detected a rippling flux in the Genesia Nebula, a classic sign of Carmen's using the space stone.
The Jonesian Nebula, isn't that nebula actually sentient and all-powerful?
Exactly. It's highly dangerous, but if Carmen's there, he'd likely be seeking the true location of the Elysian Fields. After all, who wouldn't want to steal heaven?
That sounds unsettling. We'll keep an eye, or a thought, on the Jonesian Nebula. Thank you for the tip, Ranger. Breaking news, detectives. Ranger Roxy just confirmed that Sandy Elmo's henchperson, Lars the Rift Jumper, was spotted in Earth LT-104. That's the cartoon universe where everything is drawn ridiculously over the top. Let's check in with our Ranger Rabbit field agent there.
Rabbit, I'm here at Toon City and it's chaos. Lars was seen bartering with the Acme Corporation for enchanted brushes, likely to alter multiversal barriers. I'm telling him now, but Carmen's location is still a mystery.
Thanks, agent. Keep us posted. Looks like we have a caller from the Stormlight universe. Hello, you're on Where in the Multiverse is Carmen Sandielmo. Who's calling?
Hi, this is Baskets. First-time caller, long-time listener. Okay, I'm certain I saw Carmen Sandielmo on the Shattered Plains. They were flying across the chasms chasing this glowing man. They went past Dalinar Colin's war camp, heading, I think, south. If you go out that way, I think you might find Sandielmo if you're fast.
Chasing a glowing man? What could Sandielmo possibly want now? All right, let's take one last caller before we wrap up for today. Hello, who's on the line?
Hello, Robin. This is, let's just say, a friend. I have information about Carmen's next move. He's headed for Earth M999, where the boundary between the living and the dead is thin. He's looking for the Book of the Dead, an artifact that contains spells to raise the dead and turn the living immortal.
Who are you? How do you know this?
Let's just say I've crossed paths with him before. Good luck, Detective. You'll need it.
Well, bunnies, our time for calls is done. But the chase is far from over. Carmen Sandielmo continues to challenge us at every turn, leaping from reality to reality with his trademark flair. But with sharp minds like yours and Ranger Rabbit's resources, I have no doubt we'll crack this case. It's time to tune into the airwaves in other universes. Perhaps we'll catch a hint of Sandy Elmo's whereabouts. But first, a message from our sponsors.
Looking for the ultimate comfort? Say hello to Thumper's Throws. Thumper's Throws blankets are designed to keep you warm and snuggly all night long. With our premium plant-based fibers, you'll love how soft and fluffy they are. For a limited time, get two Thumper Throw blankets for the price of one just by visiting your nearest Thumper's Throws location and mentioning this ad. Don't wait, supplies won't last.
Mark your calendars. The Carrot Cake Festival is happening again. Join us for live music, games for the whole family, and of course, carrot cake. Whether you're a foodie, a music lover, or just looking for some fun, there's something for everyone. Admission is free, so bring your family, your friends, and your excitement for a day you'll never forget.
McGruff here. See that Muppet in red? He's stealing that monument. See that bunny? She's calling the Acme detectives. You could do that. Help take a bite out of crime. This PSA was sponsored by the Space Crime Prevention Agency.
This is CRRT.
Welcome back to CRRT Radio. For those of you who are just tuning in, we are on the hunt for the infamous thief, Carmen Sandielmo. We are just about to scan the multi-universal airwaves. Maybe we'll get lucky and catch Carmen Sandielmo in the act. Or maybe we will just hear some nice music and good stories. Either way, we win. We'll be starting tonight off in Night Vale, which is always an interesting place to observe. Let's see what's going on there tonight, bunnies. We are here at the station, have recently had several letters asking questions about the dog park. First, thank you for sending us your queries. What is community radio for, if not assisting the community? Second, Do not go in the dog park. There are no dogs allowed in the dog park. There are no people allowed in the dog park. Do not engage the hooded figures in the dog park. Oh, sorry about that. I think something happened with my microphone. I think it's fixed now. There is no dry, scorched smell coming from the dog park. It does not smell like time, like sand flowing through an hourglass. It is just a small, forbidden patch of land, not a barren wasteland. And whatever that sound you think you hear, crinkling paper mixed with the sniping of your last allotted haircut of the year, it's most likely coming from the vacant lot out back of the Ralphs. There are no sounds coming from the dog park. There were several reports last week of something small and fuzzy near the gate of the dog park. I sent an intern to investigate, and it was not a dog. Also, to the family of intern Anastasia, she was a good intern. She will be missed. Intern Sophie has just handed me a message from the city council. It reads, "It is illegal to think about the dog park." Oh, okay. Well, this has been a reminder of all the things you should not smell or hear or look at or think about. Maybe try some yoga or some healthy chanting around your bloodstone circle instead. And now for a look at traffic. On Route 800, just before exit 71, a sense of deep foreboding seeps from the road and into the hearts of drivers and passengers alike. "Why are we here?" a woman asks her wife. "Where are we going? Did your brother plant green beans this year?" Her wife doesn't know, and the not knowing is a bird fluttering in her stomach. A yellow helicopter passes overhead, weaving between lavender ribbons of rain. The rain sings, a counterpoint to helicopter blades, a shushing song that should ease the mounting disquiet in the cars below, but instead builds and builds to a fevered pitch. Soon the people sing along a wave of discordant discontent that sweeps cars and passengers alike along a newly formed river of anxious anticipation. A teenage boy shouts, "Stop! Can't you see? This is what the rain wants." But no one hears over the rising song, and he stands alone on the shoulder, pleading with hands and eyes and cracking voice. When the sky clears and the sun shines again on wet pavement, he gets in his car and drives home to wonder what it's all about. This has been Traffic. And now for a message from our sponsors.
You know when you puny, weak little humans say things like, "Oh my God, I'll never forget the day my daughter was born, or my first kiss, or the day that I learned who the smiling God was and never stopped smiling"? I hate that. Because I know that eventually you will forget. You will forget the time that you were standing in the shower, absolutely petrified because you thought you were going to be attacked by Pedro, the scary clown who lived outside your window. You will forget the day that you went thrifting with your crush, but then she had to go home halfway through the day because she suddenly turned into a swarm of bees. And you will forget the following weeks when you realized that some of her bees were stuck in your hair, and they were rather painful to remove, but you thought that it was worth every second. You will forget the necklace that you are wearing right now. You will forget the night that you got that necklace from your other crush, who nearly got you earrings instead, because he didn't know that you didn't have ears. You will forget today's grocery list. Eventually, you will even forget the list. You know the one. The one that you were told to remember. The one that the sheriff's secret police promised would be important. The one that you scrawled on your hands, your notebooks, your walls, and your dogs because you were afraid that you would forget it. That list. You had a right to be afraid. You want to know why? Because you will forget it. You will forget everything. You will forget how to laugh, how to sleep, how to breathe. You will forget how to love. You will forget how to see. You will even forget how to smile. The smiling God will be displeased. You will forget how to perceive and be perceived. There will be nothing. You will be nothing. You will merely exist with no memories, no thoughts, and no feelings. Then, you will not exist. And there will be more nothing. And what shall fill that nothing? Coca-Cola. When you think nothing, think Coca-Cola.
This has been a message from our sponsors. And now for a short audio drama produced by the Night Vale Community College. Well, that was something. Moving on. That radio host really sounded a lot like me, don't you think? Just goes to show, life really does unfold in infinite combinations. Next up, there has been a special request to just spin the dial and see where it lands. Who knows? Maybe the odds will be in our favor tonight.
Points in camp, and points in camp, and points in camp.
Okay, I don't know what that was, but it obviously wasn't Sandy Elmo. How about a different universe? A good friend of mine recently suggested I observe the happenings of Earth 17776.
County of San Diego, California. The Mountain Empire. 19304.
Oh shit. They're finally going to do it. I knew they'd find the loophole. I can't miss this. Let me see if I need to do any officiating for the moment. No? Good. Sucks that I have to watch this by myself. Can't get 10 to care without 9 around. Guess I'll have to do the commentary myself for myself. And since I'm on the commentary myself, I can sponsor this run. This run is brought to you by Lunchables. Lunchables. Lunch is what you make of it. No, don't like that one. Lunch will never be the same. Doesn't feel right. It's more than lunch. It's Lunchables. I'll take this one. Welcome to another highlight in the bowl game. I'm Jupiter, Icy Moons Explorer, but please call me Juice, or Jay. When this game started, San Diego State had 100 players. Over the years, many of them quit. As you can see in this map, image of satellite view of Sanford and San Diego State fields. I know it's not to scale. We used maps from 2020 to draw up the first edition of the bowl game. Shut up. Anyway, as you can see of San Diego State's field, their field doesn't cross with the other active fields of the bowl game. Well, technically, their field crosses with Stanford's across the Pacific Ocean, but San Diego State nixed trying to constantly cross the ocean when they exhausted and failed to get certain amendments to the bowl game, such as air travel and asking Mexico to participate, which Mexico refused. While other teams saw new opportunities and advantages as the bowl game began, San Diego State saw those same opportunities pass by them. With no way to upgrade their facilities or to straightforwardly collect footballs, it's no wonder many people didn't consider playing the game out of San Diego State. But not these two. Meet Manuel Manny Batts and Nick Narvo. San Diego State's surviving free safeties. They've been training on their field for 1,500 years, while even Louisville managed to collect a football or two. They've amassed almost 25 minutes of out-of-bounds time, or OBT, during this period. Manny and Nick are about to run 8,581 yards from their home field to the nearest opposition field, Boise State. Image of the out-of-bounds area between San Diego State's and Boise State's fields, taken from 20,020. Nick and Manny may have chosen the best possible route to mostly go in a straight line to the Boise State field. They're trying to avoid what they can't sensibly avoid, like buildings, aquatic landforms, and traffic, especially traffic from the border separating the United States and Mexico. Let me zoom to record their final words before this run.
Are you sure you're ready? You know what happens if we fuck up.
But what happens if we do fuck up? We don't know what's out there.
It's mountains and desert, Manny. You know it's in mountains. And you know what desert looks like.
But what if there are things?
What kinds of things? There could be lots of things out there. I need you to be more specific.
You know, tumbleweeds, cacti, stuff we could trip on.
We're running at the same time. Focus straight ahead. Don't look to your side. Don't look back. If there's something ahead of us, I'll tell you and you tell me. Anything else?
I'm ready to do the thing.
And they're off. So in the bowl game, for every 10 seconds you're not on an opposing team's field, you get an automated message saying you're using your OBT. Imagine running, but your mail client's constantly beeping or vibrating in your pocket. That's part of what's happening with Nick and Manny right now. So when I go back live with Nick and Manny, you might hear mail client noises. Shouldn't be a huge problem for most of you, but you might want to mute the rest of this moment for sensitive ears. Or check out alternative bowl game coverage. Lots to choose from, but currently there are some interesting games on the Ohio State and North Carolina Central fields if you want to switch from this event at any time. Back to this run. Manny and Nick have ran past the San Diego-Tijuana transborder agglomeration. They're now in the Ote Mountains wilderness. The wilderness is a home to the lower Ote Lake, the lake they're currently running south of. The wilderness is also home to many flora and fauna, such as the Tecate cypress, bighorn sheep, and...
Babe, look out.
Look out for what? I don't see anything.
It's a flower.
There are a lot of flowers out here.
I don't know. It's some kind of rare lily. It's right in front of you.
Oh.
Image of Dunn's Mariposa lily. Nick nearly stepped on one of the wilderness's most rare flora, the Calcordis dunni, or Dunn's Mariposa lily. But he jumped over it.
Thanks, Manny.
Had to search for that lily in a database myself. I know Nine would have loved to do it if they were here. But I'm on commentary, and I can't be talking about Nine right now. Nick and Manny know how to run fast up and down mountains, and how to avoid sliding down the mountain rocks. But there are some areas where one can't make a sensible run. Nick and Manny are now approaching California State Route 94. Let's check in with them.
My email's driving me crazy.
Same here, babe.
I'm guessing we're doing well, like around 4 miles a minute or so. Shit.
Image of a photograph of a bridge on California Highway 94.
We can't scale that. We're going on this bridge and on this road until the land flattens out.
There are cars.
Well, the cars have to deal with us.
It's not taking them long to get on and off Route 94. Now they're back on trafficless land. They're not far from Boise State Field, which starts west of the unincorporated area known as Jacumba Hot Springs, California. Image of location of Jacumba Hot Springs, California, in California, near the Mexico border. I've just checked their time, too, since their journey now has lower stakes than it did earlier. I assumed that, while Nick and Manny were training in the mountains near San Diego, they thought it would take 25 minutes to get to Boise State Field. It's not going to take them long now. Even with the Route 94 detour, they just hit the 18-minute mark. Let me go back to them as they're about to enter the Boise State Field and their email notifications stop pinging.
Have our notifications stopped?
I guess they have. Oh my god, we did it, babe.
If you can't see this, they're hugging each other and kissing. They made what was supposed to be a 25-minute run in 1857. What a way to celebrate a big day in this sport. I changed my mind. Anyone watching that game on the North Carolina Central Field are suckers.
Where are we going next?
Let me pull out my phone compass. Don't know if I can see it because the lock screen is covered in emails. All right, we're headed north this way.
What's north of here?
You know what's out there, Manny. Desert. Lots of desert.
But what else is out there, past the desert?
Palm Springs, I think? We can rest there for a while before getting back on a field. Then we can head to Las Vegas and the fields there. And a dinner date. I don't think Coach will be mad at us if we eat somewhere on a field in Vegas.
This has been the Desert Run of 19304, sponsored by Lunchables. It's more than lunch. It's Lunchables. I'll check back in on those two in Palm Springs later. If you were watching this run, another play on one of those fields in your local area is coming up next. For 9 and 10, this is Juice, signing off from wherever the fuck I am in space.
Sounds like a fun universe. But no mystery thefts. I doubt Sandy Elmo is there. Perhaps he's hiding in Tomorrowland.
Robo News loved where he stood. Right under Rocket Tower Plaza. The central location for all Tomorrowland. That way, he could harangue visitors to the League of Planets and on the TTA Blue Line to buy one of his papers.
Extra, extra! Ringleader caught on Saturn! Get all of tomorrow's news right here today!
He cried out in his Brooklyn accent. Few people were amused. Some stared on curiously. Most carried on queuing for the TTA. Nobody ever took an up-to-the-minute, printed-while-you-wait paper from him. But that was all right. There'd always be more people to harangue. Millions every year.
Doesn't seem like Sandy Elmo is there either. Of course, there are plenty of universes left to investigate, and our show is only just beginning. So don't go away. We've got plenty of more universes to investigate after this.
Snack time just got better with Hoppity Bites. Whether you're craving carrots, cucumbers, zucchini, or even kale, we've got you covered. Our great flavors are packed with all the nutrients a healthy bunny needs. Hoppity Bites are the perfect treat for busy bunnies on the go. Grab your pack at RR Mart today, or order online. Once you try Hoppity Bites, you'll wonder how you ever snacked without them.
Is your interdimensional radio in need of repairs? No need to replace it. Go green and
repair that tech.
At Rabbity Radio, we specialize in fixing what others can't. Our team of experts is ready to provide you with fast, reliable service for much less than a new radio. With 17 years of experience, you can count on us to get the job done right. Yeah! Visit our site at icn.rabbityradio.car to schedule your free consultation. Or hop into your nearest Rabbity Radio location today.
CRRT, the wildest wavelength on the dial.
Welcome back, detectives. We are just about to tune into Earth M2017, aka the Murderbotverse.
Now hiring. An exciting, young, terraforming, and materials corporation is hiring for a range of roles. Module Development Specialist, Human Capital. Our Module Development Specialists probe the frontiers of human and machine learning to deliver cutting-edge performance and learning modules. They work with a range of human and machine intelligences and should develop products with an eye to both compatibility and security. Acquisitions Manager. Acquisitions. Our acquisition managers work in the field in live, constantly evolving, high-stakes situations. They are decisive and place the interests and policies of the corporation above all other considerations. They are always on the lookout for new opportunities and can motivate their teams to pursue our shared goals. Acquisitions Investigator times 3. Acquisitions. Our acquisition investigators work in the lab and in the field, analyzing new acquisitions and auditing them against a range of metrics to determine usability and utility. They are curious, level-headed, and tenacious, and have a real zest for the unexpected. About us. We're a dynamic corporation with a commitment to innovation and unconventional solutions. Materials acquisitions makes up the main bulk of our business, and we supply a range of leading industry and tech clients. We provide a complete service from survey to delivery and investigate all sorts of opportunities, even unconventional ones.
We don't believe in doing things the way they've always been done. That way lies boredom, and we hate to be bored. We look at things from a new angle and question received wisdom to deliver truly stunning, innovative solutions to our clients' resourcing problems. Our employees. Our employees are our lifeblood. They thrive in a fast-paced environment and have a positive, can-do attitude. They are not afraid of a challenge, of unpredictable new situations, of getting stuck in and getting their hands dirty. They're team players, loyal and driven, and they're willing to take risks for the prospect of high rewards. Sound like you? Get in touch now.
I'm not sure if tonight's going to be the night we get lucky bunnies. Up next, we have the Slaughter Valley universe.
Extreme Weather Advisory. This is the live bulletin from the Slaughter Valley Meteorological Service. Spontaneous localized voids are expected in excessive numbers through Thursday evening. We advise residents to stay inside during peak hours of void generation, from 1:31 a.m. to 10:18 p.m. If a void opens non-fatally in your person, suture or cauterize the wound as directed in the void treatment protocol. If you experience a fatal void event, your body will be taken for study, and you will be memorialized in the next issue of the Slaughter Valley Cautionary Manual. This has been alive. Oh, God. The end.
Not there either, it seems. We have time tonight to check one more radio station, but small bunnies, this radio station is a little bit mature, so please cover your ears now. Thank you. Archivist Bunny Baskets got an anonymous tip that Sandy Elmo might just be hiding in the Dragon Age universe. Is he still there? Let's find out.
The Daz Weekly. From Merchant Discounts to Kirkwell's Viscount, Varric Tethras Special Issue. This month's featured contributors on what compels them the most about everyone's new favorite DDILF. Dwarf Dad, I'd love to fling onto the nearest available surface. Let's go to Xenon, the antiquarian, first. Xenon, what are your thoughts on Varric?
That dwarf has a look like you wouldn't believe. I mean, come on. Nobody in Thedas is doing it like him. Look at the way his jacket is cut to complement his boots and emphasize the thighs. The ponytail. The earring. The exotically short beard. Varric Tethras has all the bad boy glam of a bard playing to packed arenas. He doesn't care about dwarven gender standards for grooming. He defies them. He could wear a full beard if he wanted. Just cast your eyes across that slutty, deeply unbuttoned tunic and feast on that chest hair. Think of his arms. Think of his legs. Think of his bush. He sure wants you to. I mean, hello. What are we supposed to think that ring necklace is? A magic earring? Cock-a-doodle, don't mind if I do.
How about you, Bianca?
Varric? Wait, this is for an issue about Varric? You couldn't have told me that before. Wait, is this kind of setup or prank? Fuck you. And fuck your editors. You're not getting anything salacious out of me. I'm a married woman. How would you like it if people showed up to interrogate you about your exes? Here, fine. I'll give you a quote. Varric Tethras is a man who appreciates craftsmanship and innovation. He takes good care of his crossbow. I like that. Now scram, and take your sketch artist with you.
And what do you think about Varric, Cremissus?
Varric? He can have my back in a fight any day of the week. One time, when we were both out with the Inquisitor and Imprised Julian, the charges had gone out of support for the scouts in a difficult region, full of Red Templars and bad sightlines. Anyway, Varric had gotten restless at camp and tagged along in the hopes of getting to smash some of that red lyrium stuff. There I was, hacking away at a behemoth with my sword, like this, trying to whack the damn thing's head off, and I got a good nick at a bit of what was left of the flesh and blood person it had once been. And you wouldn't believe the blood, gushing everywhere. Sprayed all over my face, got in my eyes. I dropped hard to the ground, trying to use the freshly fallen snow to wash it out and get my vision back. And Varric was there with that crossbow of his. A shot, then another. One that exploded. And he did a backflip, throwing caltrops beyond where I was prone. It went down hard, screaming. He'd gotten it proper hobbled in the most strategic part of the leg. And I stabbed it through the heart. And Varric just looked at me and nodded, like he was ready to go again.
Last but not least, Lance, tell us about Varric.
Varric is a great friend and a great colleague. I'm thinking about the time he wrote a book for Seeker Pentagost just because. And he always tips at the bar and claps when someone finishes a song or a tale, even though he's a professional. No, because he's a professional. He sees everyone as his sibling in creativity. Inquisitor Kadash shows Varric his poetry. Solas shows him his paintings. Mardin tests new songs on him. He's beta reading my memoir. He's invested in this craft beer we're drinking. No, don't say sibling. That's weird. Because some of the people I just named are people he slept with. No, don't write that down. Scratch that out. You didn't hear that from me. Andrist, the Inquisitor isn't going to forget this in a hurry. No, I'm making it worse. Shutting up now.
It seems tonight has not been our lucky night, bunnies, and our time together is at an end. But tune in tomorrow for more clues, theories, and interdimensional intrigue. Until then, remember, the multiverse is vast, but no matter where he hides, we'll find him. Good night, detectives.
CRRT, the wildest wavelength on the dial.